Foul brood disease hits Upper Cumberland bees. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
And so far I've found 44 that have been infected with it. And normally throughout the state, we have an average per year of about 8 colonies over the whole state of Tennessee, and this is just a 3-county area where we've got 44 so far.
Tennessee State apiarist Mike Studer commenting on the sudden outbreak of American foul brood into the honeybee population in at least the counties of Overton, Putnam, and Cumberland. The first call came in just over a week ago, and Studer says this bacterial disease is highly contagious, and the only way to stop it is to burn the colonies it infects.
And I've only gone through about 15% of the colonies in the area that I need to go through. Whenever I find a colony that's got American foul brood, I have to go out and inspect every colony within 5 miles. So now I've got about a 20-mile radius that I'm doing right now.
Mike Studer says this was the last news that area beekeepers were wanting to hear with all the other diseases and challenges they face in beekeeping. There are about 15,000 colonies that are registered in the state, and the Upper Cumberland is one of the stronger regions for the number of colonies and active beekeepers. And now there's concern the disease has become resistant to the treatment.
And you can use preventative treatments, which we have, which is terramycin, but these people have been treating with terramycin, and it's showing up. Apparently, it's become resistant to the terramycin, and they've had this problem in other states. North Dakota's had this problem, where now all they can do is burn everything that gets it. You burn the colonies that have it, and then you quarantine the area for 30 days.
Again, some 44 colonies have been destroyed in Tennessee because of the American foul brood disease, and if beekeepers suspect the disease, you can contact Mike Studer at 615-517-4451. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.